Hi, everyone, and welcome to a special short little episode of Primary Care Pearls, a podcast made by learners for learners, and most importantly, led by our patient stories. As you all know, I'm Maisie, and I'm here with my co-host, Nate.
Hi, everyone, and good to be here with you, Maisie. Things got crazy. We recorded a bunch of episodes apart, and I was like, I miss Maisie. We have to get back in the recording studio together. So this is nice. It's been a fun season, but you've been doing more than just being a podcast host. You've been finishing up your final year of residency. That must feel great. So tell everyone how that's been going.
Oh, yeah, it's super exciting. Like, I feel by third year, you, as I've said, I think before, you definitely hit your stride. It's such a joy to help the new interns. And now in the second half of the year, watch them develop into rising PGY2s and start to think about my chief year upcoming, which is a bit of a black box, but I'm looking forward to the many roles that are involved in that job. So it's been a good time overall.
One of the best things about academia, like you kind of alluded to, is watching these, you know, trainees who are just a year or two behind you kind of learn so much so quickly, and it makes you a little nostalgic and proud. So I'm glad you're getting to experience that. I still feel the same way. And then, chief year, that's going to be fun. You wear many hats as a chief, but I'm sure you'll wear them well.
Yeah.
And it's been more than just residency also for you, though. Something else is fun has happened in your life. Why don't you tell everyone what that is?
Oh, yeah. So I got engaged back in September.
And yes, so congratulations.
Oh, thank you. So it's been a fun process of planning that. And I think third year is a good time to do it because you know how residency works. You understand what are the harder rotations and what are the times when you can work a little bit more on things outside of residency life. And it's been a really fun experience looking at venues. I'm going to a cake tasting tomorrow afternoon. So it's like fun stuff.
Yeah, we're excited for you and Kelly. And I'm expecting a really good dance floor. So I better be there.
Oh, no, you definitely will. But, you know, yeah. I feel like I need to be let in on the life of a med ed fellow. Like, what has been going on there? How has that experience been for you as a new attending? I want to hear all about that.
Yeah, it's also really fun. Similarly to chief year, you end up wearing a lot of hats. So the research is going well. So that project is going nicely, the thesis stuff. Doing a lot of classwork, which has been fun for me. It's been, I feel like, a long time since I actually have been in the classroom. So taking some fun classes this semester and getting to meet some cool people. And the attending life is great. residency is fun, but attending life is way more fun, I have to say. So it's been really fun doing some teaching and really fulfilling seeing the volume of patients you see just, you know, really goes up. And so you get to really think about the cases and get some time to sit down and put it all together. And it's been really a great learning experience, but also super fulfilling. So highly recommend.
That's awesome. And it must be cool to like be back in the classroom. What's your favorite one?
I'm taking this class called Soda Politics, which is a course that kind of uses the study of big soda as a framework to see how food companies or other organizations kind of employ all of these different methods, interfacing with, you know, media and advertising and government and kind of all these other facets that end up touching our lives for the better and for the worse. Enough about me, though.
Yeah.
Maisie and I are here today basically just to say thank you to you, our listeners, because this is officially a wrap on season one of Primary Care Pearls. And we've covered a lot of ground during this first season.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about everything from opioid use disorder to type 2 diabetes, my personal favorite, to hypertension, metabolic health, and your favorite, Nate.
Yes, as you mentioned, the nutrition episodes. You know me, any excuse to talk about food.
We just wanted to say how grateful we are to all of your listeners for tuning in this season. We've loved learning alongside you and especially hearing from you on social media and through our mailbox. And take a listen to our mailbox episode from July 18th if you'd like more information on that.
Yes, absolutely. And I just wanted to echo what Maisie said. Thank you again so much to our listeners. It's been really fun to co-host this season with Maisie and to work with our amazing production team, Josh and Helen, our faculty advisor, Dr. Katie Gielison, and so many others. And of course, none of this would be possible without our brave patients and thoughtful experts who generously offered their time and expertise. So huge thanks to them too.
A huge thanks. And don't worry, guys, this isn't a goodbye from Nate and me, it's a see you later. Although we're going on hiatus for the next few months, we'll be back. We're currently working hard on content for season 2 and expect to start bringing you those episodes this summer. We're excited to announce that our theme for this upcoming season will be care for special populations.
We're really excited about this. So we're going to be talking about things like geriatric medicine, alcohol use disorder, transgender health, women's health, which I know you're working on, Maisie, adolescent health, refugee health, and a few others as well. So be sure to stay subscribed, or subscribe if you haven't already, to catch the season 2 release date coming this summer.
I'm really looking forward to it, and I hope you all are too. And as we're working on season 2, we want to ask for your feedback on season 1. In the show notes for this episode, there's a link to a survey. And if you click that link, you can let us know what you thought about this season and give us some ideas and suggestions for the episodes going forward. We really value your thoughts, so please share them with us.
Yes, absolutely. We want to be sure that our content is engaging and educational and of value to you and your practice. So please do check out that survey link in the show notes. But I don't know, Maisie. I guess that's the end. I kind of don't want it to end. This is the last episode, but I don't know. I guess we'll go out with a bang, huh?
It's so exciting, though. I've already been hearing the chatter on email and the Discord about all the exciting topics that are to come. So I think we'll only be gone for a short while. And before you know it, we'll be back recording more episodes.
That's right. Like you said, this isn't a goodbye. It's a see you later. So we'll be back soon. But everyone, that's, I think, all we've got. So with that, don't forget to leave us a rating and a review. Stay subscribed to catch when season 2 drops. And thank you again for listening. We'll catch you next time on Primary Care Pearls.
Bye, everyone.